It's Wednesday, and I'm here again to reach out to you, the family of First Presbyterian Church, wherever you might be. Thank you for all of the messages, the texts, and emails. They mean so much to all of us on staff, and I would urge you to keep doing that so we can stay in touch with each other. I'm glad that these devotionals are helping you. Once again, if you have any need, and I fear that as we pass through these days, more and more needs will probably arise. And we have 100 volunteers, 50 or so deacons, and then others who are ready to do whatever needs to be done and whatever is possible. And if you need someone to go to the grocery store or pick up your prescription drugs or whatever it is, please let us know, and we will get on it as quickly as possible. If you hear of anyone in your community that is in need, we would like to help them too, and we want to be good neighbors in this very difficult and extraordinary season in which we now find ourselves. Do be in prayer for the governor, for federal authorities, for the president, for those who are influences of policy right now. It's a very, very difficult time for our country. I think of members of our church who have small businesses for whom economically this is a very difficult time. I think of some who have lost their jobs temporarily and will now find themselves perhaps in some economic distress. Again, do reach out to us if you think we can help you in any way at all. Over these few weeks leading up to Easter, I wanted to spend 3 weeks in the book of Job. And last week, we were in the opening chapters. And I want to draw attention once again to an extraordinary statement that is made there in the first chapter of Job. There was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. It's an extraordinary statement that Satan and his fallen angels are in a meeting with God. They're giving an account of themselves to God. It says a number of things. First of all, it says that God is in control. Secondly, it does say that Satan is a very powerful being. And we live in a world, as Christians, we live in a world that is not just the world that we can see and touch and hear, but we live in a supernatural world. There is a parallel universe to the one in which we live, where on one end of it, Satan dwells and his hordes, and on another level, and there's an unbridgeable gulf between the two. There is what we call heaven, where the redeemed of the Lord are, and where the angels and archangels are, and where Jesus, in his ascended human body, now is. And so, as we pass through troubled times, we need to remember that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And that means that we need to pray. We need to ask the Lord now urgently to intervene. He has humbled the entire world. Through a piece of ribonucleic acid, a virus that we can't see. It looks pretty when you see pictures of it through an electron microscope, but it's part of the fall, and it's an evil thing, although God has implied it in his sovereignty, to humble us. And as Christians, we need to see this as an opportunity to pray, to get on our knees and to ask the Lord to intervene. May tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people all over the world, may they come to know the Savior through this trial. May God's people be strengthened as they endure this trial. We have been here before as a church, and in our wonderful history, David Calhoun's wonderful history of our church, we read in 1918, and 1918, of course, was at the end of the First World War, and the Spanish flu that came to the United States and killed hundreds of thousands of people, and spinal meningitis spread to Colombia in early 1918, and schools and theaters and churches were shut tight during February. An influenza epidemic closed all churches in October. So in 1918, the church doors were closed in February and October. And we are there again in 2020. God's people endured 1918 and came out on the other side, full of faith, full of good works. And may we do the same. God be with you.
We hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, and you want to make sure you get all of our content, not just videos, but podcasts and ministry updates, make sure you download our app. If you think you might have missed a video, click on our YouTube channel. A link should be down below. There you can see all of our videos. And if you want to make sure you don't miss anything in the future, hit subscribe. If you want to be one of the first ones to know when we release a video, hit that little bell icon. And if this video has blessed you, and you can think of someone else that it might help, use that share icon and send it to them. All, of course, for the edification of God's people and the glory of His name. Until next time, God bless.